Hello and welcome to our program. We're in Nehemiah chapter 4. Have your Bible ready if you possibly can. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse number 1, but it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Well, we're looking at the prelude to revival here, and one of the things that's very obvious, as we've seen in the previous chapters, is they're building the wall. And it says here in verse number 1, we builded the wall. Well, Sanballat heard about that. He is mentioned 10 times, and all of the times that he is mentioned, he's mentioned in Nehemiah, and it's always in a very negative sense. If you're going to build walls in this age in which we're living, when everybody's telling you to build bridges, you're going to find that you're going to have a little bit of wrath from some people, you're going to have great indignation, you're going to be mocked, and you're going to have some opposition. We're supposed to be building walls, installing gates, and keeping the trash away from our young people. That's not too popular today. Let's just put the walls down and everybody get along, and that's why our churches are in the mess that they're in. Now it says in verse number 3, Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him. And he said, Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Well, you know what that is. That's just stupid. Tobiah is mentioned 15 times in the Bible, and all of them are either in Ezra or in Nehemiah. And he is with him, it says here. He is with that other bird called Sanballat. Somebody's going to give you trouble. Well, what is Nehemiah's response? He said, Hear, O our God. So, first thing he's going to do is pray. We are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. That's a very interesting prayer. It's what we call an imprecatory prayer. You see a lot of them in the book of Psalms. And we're going to deal with that in a later broadcast, so we'll come back to that. The interesting thing here is, though, that he prayed, and verse 6, So built we the wall. So built we the wall. Now, we have that word so quite a few times in the book of Nehemiah, and so, that is a word that is referring back to something that has previously happened. And so, in Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse number 4, the king asked Nehemiah, What do you request? And it says, So I prayed. And because he prayed, he got a lot of things from the Lord that he wouldn't have if he hadn't prayed. Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 11, So I came to Jerusalem. Why? Because of something that is going on that previously happened. They need some help in Jerusalem, and Nehemiah was willing to give up everything to go and help those people. Well, here in Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse number 6, it says, So built we the wall. So, we built the wall. Why? Because it needed to be built. And the wall was joined together under the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. Wouldn't that be great if we could get that to happen in our churches? As we've said many times in this series, 95% of the people who sit in our fundamental independent Baptist churches and all other churches probably, they do nothing for the cause of Jesus Christ. But here it says the wall was joined together under the half thereof because the people had a mind to work. Well, we've got another but here in verse 7. It came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, they were very wroth. Now, you notice here, the enemy troops are growing. And the enemy troops take action in verse 8, and they conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Now, again, if you are going to decide as a father and as a husband to take the leadership role that God would have you to take in your home, if you are going to build some walls, if you are going to stand and do it the way God says to do it, you better get ready for an attack. Well, what is Nehemiah's response? And by the way, the same thing is true in the church or in our individual lives. You get ready for an attack if you're going to do it God's way. They're going to conspire together. They're going to come. They're going to fight. And by the way, our worst enemies is the world, the flesh, and the devil. Let's not give the devil credit for all of it. The world, number one, the flesh, number two, and God puts the devil, number three. Sometimes we blame him for stuff we should be blaming the fellow that we look at in the mirror. Well, the enemy troops take action. What is the response of Nehemiah? Verse 9, nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. They're praying and they are watching. Well, we get down here to verse number 10, and it says, in Judah, now get this, this is a serious scripture here, and Judah, said, the strength of the bearer burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, and we are not able to build a wall. Now, Judah means praise. Judah was the tribe that was supposed to be used of the Lord to keep people praising the Lord. Now, all of this opposition, and the troops were growing, and they're taking action against them from without, not a problem at all. In fact, those people, if you use it right and pray and do what Nehemiah did, they'll strengthen you. But when the discouragers are within, you have a serious problem. And Judah was within. And he said, oh, the bearers of the burdens is decayed and the rubbish, there's so much rubbish. Oh, dear, what are we going to do? We are not able to build the walls. And then he says in verse 11, let's look at our adversaries. They're all coming against us thus. And verse 12 says he did this 10 times. 10 times. Well, what did Nehemiah do? Again, he's got to do something about that. So in verse number 13, we read, therefore said I in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places I even set the people after their families with their swords and their spears and their bows. Now, he said, you better, what he's saying here, wake up, fellas, your families are at stake. And what he did was he encouraged the people who were going to be discouraged by Judah if they let him discourage them. He said, you need to be setting up for your families. Get your swords, get your spears, and get your bows. Now, you know our sword is the word of God. Verse 14, Nehemiah said, I looked, and I rose up, and said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, for your sons, and your daughters, your wives, and your houses. Now he said, fight. The word fight for, that interesting little phrase, what do you want to fight for? That phrase is found 26 times in the Bible. And here we see that Nehemiah said, if you fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses, over in verse number 19, or verse 20 rather, it says, God shall fight for us. Fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. Get to work. Take the sword, which is the word of God. Get things in order, and God will fight for us. He'll give you the victory in all of the battles. And so the enemy response we see in verse number 15, it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work. Now it says here, the enemy heard, back here in verse 14, Nehemiah said, get out there and fight. And then in verse number 15, it says the enemies heard that God had brought their counsel to naught. You're going to get in the battle. The Bible says, faith without works is dead. And that's what it's talking about. You say this is what you believe. You believe the Bible. You believe the doctrines of the Word of God. That's what the word faith means there in the book of James. It doesn't mean getting saved. It means the faith of a Christian without works is dead. Well, get to work, he says, and God will bring their counsel to naught. And so verse 15 says, then we returned all of us to the wall, everyone unto his work. Again, wouldn't that be nice today? Well, it came to pass that from that time forth, that half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held the spears and the shields and the bows and the habergeons, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah, and they built it on the wall, and they that bear the burdens, and those that labored, every one with one of his hands, wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. For the builders, every one, had his sword girded by his side, and so builded, and he that sounded the trumpet was by me. Now he said half of them held the spears, and half of them were building the wall. That word half is in Nehemiah 13 times. Interesting study right there if you want to do it. Well, it says every builder had his sword girded by his side. There's a secret. Whatever we're going to do, we better do it with a sword, the Word of God, girded by our side. They had the sword, and so, there's that little word so again, and so builded, and he that sounded the trumpet was by me. In verse 19, we read, and I said, and that's Nehemiah talking here, I said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one from another. In what place, therefore, ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us, and our God shall fight for us. 21. There's that word again. So we labored in the work, and the half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. That's a long day. Likewise, at the same time, said I unto the people, let every one with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us and labor on the day. So neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that everyone put them off for washing. Why? Because there's something important going on here. Well, keep in mind, we're talking here in chapter 1 through 7 of Nehemiah about the prelude to revival. People are spending their time here doing what is necessary, and they're sacrificing a lot of time for it. That's our problem today. Most Christians won't sacrifice any time for this cause. Just go about our daily routine, day in and day out, like they did in Noah's day till the flood came. Well, we're living in a day when the enemy's coming in like a flood, and God said he would raise up a standard against them. A standard, that's a banner that says, here's where I stand in this day and age. Romans 13, verse 11 says, and that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed.